This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back on July 10th. We're talking about Abbin Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. And if you're out there in Germany, they trade on the Frankfurt Exchange under the ticker symbol E212. And with us today is the CEO of the company. Glad to have him back on here, Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Everett.
You know, give my new listeners a little bit of about statement. You're a publicly traded company. You guys are up there in British Columbia, but what makes your company so special?
Well, we're a junior gold exploration company. We've got three pretty well advanced exploration projects on the go. Our primary focus is in an area of British Columbia, northwestern British Columbia, called the Golden Triangle. Well known for its high-grade discoveries in not just gold, but silver and copper, and now what could well turn out to be nickel, from one of my neighbors. We're spending a lot of money, we're investing a lot of time and effort, and we actually started that a couple of years ago, assembling some land up there through doing option agreements to earn 100% of three different claim blocks, plus staking our own ground attached to it, making sure that we've got relevant ground. There's a lot of historical data that came with it, with the three projects, and we put them all together. So now we look at it on a regional scale. The property is now 50 kilometers long. For the whole length of it, it has what is called the Kerr Fault, which is a major structure for the whole region, and it's vital for the whole region because it's a fault. It allows fluids to enter the areas around it, and that's where you find what we're looking for, the gold and silver. We're looking specifically for precious metals, and when I say fluids, I mean, the fluids are lava, whatever you want to call it. That fault creates cracking, and it allows the fluids to get into the surrounding rock.
What are some of the highlights that you can bring up for us that's happening this year for my listeners?
Yeah, since we talked last time, we were just starting. We're getting ready to drill. We had good success last year on three holes of the nine that we did drill. It was good enough to give us an incentive to put some significant amount more money back into the program and extend that zone that we hit. And our very first hole that we announced this year was one of the best holes I've seen in Western Canada in many, many years. It consisted of 38, almost 39 grams over 10 meters of gold. Included in that was a 6-meter intersection of 62.5 grams. That's spectacular. That's like 2 ounces of gold over 6 meters. So that's given us the incentive to really pump up the volume, we call it. I quickly raised money off of that. I initially raised $4.2 million, and the lead person in that financing was Eric Sprott, who has a stellar reputation as a stock picker, one of the most successful guys in the business. He basically sold his interest in Sprott Securities, which is, they've got an office in Carlsbad, California, and plus in Toronto, and they're a big resource brokerage firm. But he now just, he looks for juniors, and he'll take a position. He's a patient guy. He took $2 million of the $4.2 that we raised, and then the rest was pretty close to all. The rest was taken up by funds, and then there was an allotment that management here allocated, which was about $500,000. And then after that, I got interest from some flow-through funds out of Toronto that had some remaining dollars they needed to allocate. So that amounted to another close to $1 million. It was $950,000. So altogether, we've now got a big war chest to move forward with. I've increased the drilling from 5,000 meters to 10,000 meters. We're going to get in, you know, we'll get that done before we have to get out of there, which, you know, it becomes a question of time now. As you get through September into October, things change up there dramatically. It's hard to get water for the drills. Yeah, you know, the weather changes.
The weather, right, right.
It, you know, we're right by the Alaskan Panhandle, so that's Pacific coastal mountain range. And your elevation levels can get up to 6,000, 7,000 feet, and the snowpack can get up to 50 feet. So, you know, you want to get out of there in time, but you want to also get the most of the time you have. And right now the weather's been great. We're drilling 24 hours a day. We're probably now up to 40 holes, you know, of the original 18 we were planning. You know, we've vastly exceeded our original plans, and you know, I think we're getting close to the end for the season. As the weather changes and freezes, it froze to -5 last night, and what happens is the water supply starts to stop.
Right.
The glaciers refreeze. All the water we have to feed the drill. They're glacier fed, and now the glaciers are starting to freeze up, and the water's not flowing.
Well, let's move ahead to 2019 in springtime. After you got all these holes drilled, where do we go from here, Jim?
Well, we've got a lot of data we're waiting on. Assays are very slow. It was like this last year. The labs get backed up from all the activity that's going on, not just in that region, but all over British Columbia. There's
right.
a lot of drilling going on, and we need that analytical data in the form of assays to give us direction. The Golden Triangle is a very complex area with lots of different potential deposits and different types. Think of it as an island chain of volcanoes crashing into the North American plate. And you've got all this disruption and, you know, turning over and folding of volcanic activity. And it's really it's an amazing area to explore, because the potential's so great for high grade, but you got to get a handle on it, and we need that analytical information. Plus, we've just completed a geophysical survey over the whole valley that we're in, and that's going to overlay a geochemical survey that came with the properties that we had. So that's what brought us to the region we're in. And it's a big one. It's 4 kilometers long. It's a gold geochemical survey, specifically for gold. And it's pretty pronounced. You know, that's just a grid system where they take samples, soil and rock samples.
Do you guys have a clue how much gold you're sitting on right now?
No, we don't. We are at the stage where we're following the indicators, you know, and as we go, we get smarter. Because in a situation like this, in an area like this, you really need to get a handle on what they call structure and what's underlying this, what's causing the gold to be there, why is it there in the soils, and that it means you're sitting on top of something. Now you know, as much as we'd like to keep hitting high grade gold, we would also like to find something that indicates the structure and where it's fed from. And that's part of the process we're in, and we'd also like to know orientation. Orientation will give us an idea. When we drill through something that's got gold in it, we want to know if it's a true width, or are we drilling, you know, down what they call the throat, or are we drilling across the veins? That sort of thing is something that needs to be determined as we go. Not easy in this area, because a lot of the veining is really broken up by faulting. And, you know, movement, and it, you know, what we think is one direction, well, that thing might have been in a totally different direction several millions of years ago.
My guest today is Jim Pettit. He is the CEO of Abin Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. We're kind of running out of time today, but Jim, let me ask you this. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, this is probably the most preeminent area to be exploring for gold, new gold discoveries. There's two existing mines in the immediate area. There is probably the highest grade undeveloped deposits in waiting You know, they were ready to go in the last cycle, and then the commodity prices came down. There could potentially be six more mines built there if commodity prices come back where the way we think they will this time. So, you know, it's just a great place to be.
Well, your stock's been going up back in May. Your stock was at 9 cents. Now it's at 25 cents. Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners before I let you go?
Well, it's the stock is responding to a cycle that we're going through right now, the drill season through the summer. It's actually hit a high of almost 50 cents. The season's not over. We've got assays coming out probably from now till Christmas, so there'll be lots more news.
I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in about 40 or 50 days. Give us an update before you guys shut things down and turn off the lights.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.